often don't realize that we are the key to our own happiness, and that happiness starts with healing and transformation. Whether you need healing, guidance, clarity, understanding, or just some honest sister talk to feel connected, heard, and supported, you are welcome and safe here. So join the conversation and be healed. Welcome to Soul Healing Conversations with your host, Roz Kincaid.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Soul Healing Conversations. I'm your host, Roz Kincaid, the intuitive soul healer, and I help women of color heal and transform into a version of themselves that's unapologetically authentic and empowered, all while creating peace, harmony, and balance in their life. I hope y'all are doing well, and I hope that you are maintaining your soul's wellness. So if you're new here, welcome to the podcast. Welcome to my channel. Listen, before I get into today's episode, let me share with you what I have to offer for you so we can go and get that out of the way and get down to the meat and potatoes of today's topic. Intuitive readings. Intuitive readings are a 60-minute session where I connect with you, I connect with your spirit team, and I get you answers and messages. There are times, and this session can be used if you want to connect with a deceased loved one. Typically, they usually come in anyways because I'm open for it. But listen, if you are needing clarity, if you don't know what direction to go in, if you don't know how to sort through the I don't knows and what ifs and I'm stuck and you just want some quick answers to get you moving, intuitive reading is where it's happening. Okay. Next thing is private coaching. My Uncaged private coaching program is a 6-month private one-on-one coaching program. You get personalized mindset and belief work, self-discovery practices. You also get voice and text messaging support. Two bonuses included with that. You get 2 sessions of Reiki energy healing. You get a free intuitive reading. And Uncaged private coaching is perfect for you if you don't know where to start with your healing and transformation process, and you're not fully trusting in your inner authority. You've been working on yourself all by yourself and nothing seems to be changing. And you want to heal and release old patterns. You want to feel empowered. You want to live authentically. You want to just live your life without all of these shoulds and ought tos and living up to these unrealistic expectations. This program is for you. And the way we get started is we hop on a Zoom call and we talk through how we can partner up through my coaching program. So it's time to set the real you free. And if you're ready to do that, Uncaged is where we do it. I am open to taking 1 or 2 more clients because I'm almost at capacity. So if that's you, I'd hop on it now and go ahead and book that clarity call. Lastly, but definitely not least, is Intuitively Speaking. Intuitively Speaking is my monthly live on Instagram. I am there teaching you things about your intuition. I'm doing hot seat coaching. I'm doing live intuitive readings. I just had one a week ago. And so if you want to join the next one, best thing to do is follow me on Instagram at Soul Healing with Roz and turn on your notifications so that you don't miss the next one. Also, if you want these replays of these lives, my recommendation is to join my email list. Go to my website, click join email list on the homepage all the way at the bottom. Everything you need to connect with me and work with me is in the show description. So don't miss nothing. Put your notifications on. Sign up for the email list, okay? Okay, y'all. Let's dive on into this today. Because I'm noticing this common struggle with many of us of not knowing what we truly want in life. And that really is the starting point for my Uncaged program. To know what you want, to get clear. That's why we have a clarity call, so you can get clear on what it is that you want, so we know where we're going, right? And I've even struggled with this myself over the years. And so I have met with several women over the past month or so, and I asked them, what is it that you want? And the common answer is, I don't know. I don't know. And listen, it's okay to not know. But it what's not okay is to be sitting in that I don't know for months, years, decades, while you're taking care of somebody else's life and not tending to what it is that you need and want for yourself, putting yourself on the back burner, right? And so being able to understand our desires is key. Because we are humans, we are always evolving. We're supposed to change. We're supposed to evolve. We're supposed to expand. We're supposed to leave the old things behind and move towards new things. And if we aren't clear on what that is, that's a frequency and a vibration that we are putting out into the universe that gets kicked back to us. And we get more of the stuckness and the I don't knows and the confusion and the unclarity, even if that's the word. So it is important for us to, before we embark on any kind of self-improvement journey, that we understand what it is that we want out of this. We have to know what our intention is, or we're just going to be aimlessly wandering around on our journey to betterment and improvement and growth and all of this stuff, and not knowing what it is that we want, because we are going to be listening to somebody else's voice in our head telling us which way to go. So we have to get clear, because when you are not clear, or whether you are clear, it's going to inform your decision making. You're either going to be making choices based on your own intuition and your own soul's desire and your own heart's desire, or you're going to be making decisions based on what somebody else wants you to do. And that's not what we want. That's not why you're here. You're not here to be on somebody else's agenda and, you know, be in their show. This is your life. You get to do whatever you want. So I'm going to go over 5 steps to getting to clarity, to understanding what it is that you want, right? So I know that many, and I've kind of mentioned it already, but many people find it challenging to identify their true values because they have someone else's voice stuck in their head. The minute that you start to insert somebody else's ideas, opinions, thoughts, standards, expectations into what it is that you want, it stops becoming what you want. And then you get confused because you want to make people happy, but you also want things for yourself too. And then trying to navigate that and trying to manage all that poses a challenge. And then you don't know what you want because you're trying to satisfy this person, that person. You don't want that person mad at you. And then everything that you want gets muted, I would say, muted underneath everybody else's stuff. And so some of this not knowing what you want could be culturally influenced, societally influenced, and will hinder your self-awareness because you're paying attention to what everybody else needs and wants and not what you want. So you have to uncover that. You have to unbury that. So how this uncertainty about your desires can lead to dissatisfaction and indecision is going to be the thing that you want to focus on here, and how to get out of that uncertainty. And we're going to talk about that right now. So listen, the first step to getting clear on what you want, step one, self-reflection. Like, you got to take some time out to sit with yourself, to be with yourself, and to search your own heart and to move through all of the values and expectations and beliefs and all that to get down to the core of what it is that you want. And some techniques for fostering self-awareness is, one, I always go to this, mindfulness or meditation. When you are engaging in regular mindfulness meditation, you start to cultivate a level of self-awareness by training your attention to observe your thoughts. Think about what you're thinking about, to observe your feelings, to observe the sensations that are happening in your body when things don't feel right or when things feel correct for you. Knowing all of that is going to be key in getting your self-awareness as sharp and as clear as it needs to be. Because this practice right here can help you develop a deeper understanding of your own inner experiences and own patterns so that you can say, hey, I noticed that I do this a lot. Or I noticed that when this happens, I react this way. Or I think this way. Or this thought comes into my head. All you're doing in this one is noticing. You're being the observer. At this point, you're not judging. You don't listen. You got enough of that. All right. So don't judge your thoughts or emotions or beliefs, but start to notice. Notice how you're speaking to yourself. Notice what you're thinking. Notice how you're feeling. Just start to make note of all of that stuff. And speaking of making note, journaling. Journaling is another way. Listen, I'm not a big journaler. I'm a note taker, which I guess could be a form of journaling, but still, maintaining a journal allows you to, one, get everything on the outside of you and on paper that you can see it and read through it and reflect back on your thoughts, your feelings, and the experiences that you've had. Journaling also gives you a safe space for self-reflection, for self-expression, and just gaining wisdom and insight into how your mind works, how your beliefs work, how your desires work, what your motivations are. So regularly writing in a journal or even taking a voice note or a note on your phone can help you uncover patterns, inspire ideas for growth, and it can also give you that clarity about what it is that you want and what it is that you don't want. Because sometimes getting through the, I know I don't want this, leads to this is what I want. I know that happened for me when I was early in my career in tech. It would get to a point where it'd be about 6 months and then I'd get tired of the job, right? And then I would become unclear. I'm like, I don't know what I want. I don't know what next step to take. I don't know what career path that I want to do, but I know I want to do this. I knew that I didn't want to do what I was doing, or there were parts of my job that I knew that I didn't like and didn't want to do. And kind of leaning into that even more helped me find what it is that I wanted to do. And now here we are. The other thing that you can do to help cultivate self-awareness is getting feedback. Now, let me explain this, because I want to caution you all that if it's been your normal practice to go to somebody first for feedback, for advice, don't listen to this, okay? Because you are going to need to practice searching your own self and finding your own perspectives internally before you go ask somebody else, because you've been doing that. You've been following somebody else's script. You've been following somebody else's advice and you still ain't happy. You're still stuck. So number three, I would tread lightly on seeking feedback. Now, if you are somebody who doesn't frequently ask for feedback and your decision making is pretty self-contained, then seeking feedback from a trusted friend, family member, or even some mentors or coach can help give you some valuable insights into your blind spots and where you could be improving your life. I mean, constructive feedback, it can help you understand your actions and how they impact other people. It can help you get a better understanding of your strengths and weaknesses. So asking for feedback isn't completely bad, but you got to be careful about that. Again, especially if that is your normal go-to when you have to make decisions and you get all anxious and I just want somebody to tell me what to do. Listen, we're too big for that, number one. We're an adult. We can make decisions. We're capable of making sound decisions that are right for us. So my advice, if you're asking for it, before you, and I actually had a client who I worked with on this recently. Before you go asking somebody else what you should do, ask yourself, ask your guides, ask your intuition, what should I do? What's the right move here? And then give space and time for the answer to land. You know, I think a lot of us get into these situations where our back is up against the wall in our decision making. Not that we do things last minute. I'm not talking about that, but we get ourselves into this pressure cooker where I got to make a decision right now. But do you though? Do you have to make a decision right now? Because that pressure, that sense of urgency, unnecessary urgency, will lead you to making somebody else judge and jury for you. Can't do that. You have to bring it back in-house, bring it back into self-containment, and start relying on all of this supernatural and spiritual help you got and tapping into the body, which, here we go, is number four. Body awareness practices. Engaging in activities that promote body awareness like yoga, tai chi, breath work. Y'all know I talk about this stuff all the time. All that stuff can help you connect with your physical sensations and your emotions, because you have a thought, you feel a feeling. You have a thought, you feel a feeling. That feeling generates sensation in your body, right? And so tuning into your body can help give you those important signals and clues about what feels right, what you need, your preferences, your emotional states. Just it overall enhances your self-awareness when you are in tune with your body and you sense an energy shift, or you don't sense anything. Sometimes not sensing anything is the answer. At least that's how it works for me. Sometimes there are times where I will get excited about doing something new or an opportunity. And then there will be times where it's a quick hard no for me. And then there are other times where it's like, I don't feel anything. I'm not moving. I'm not motivated to take action on this. So for me, that too is a no. But I didn't start to understand that until I started to tune into my body, start to pay attention to what's happening in my body, what mood I was in before I went to go make a decision or to take an action. You got to know your body. You have to know your body. Okay. So the other thing that you can do to cultivate some self-reflection is like start incorporating self-reflection exercises into your daily routine, right? This could involve you asking yourself thought-provoking questions about your values, about your goals, about your aspirations. What brings you joy? What activities make me lose track of time? What makes me happy? What makes me feel good in my body right now? What colors make me feel good? What colors make me feel bad? All of it. When you start to engage in regular self-reflection, doing that is going to help bring a lot of clarity about your authentic desires and values. But you got to sit down and make time for it, though. And once you get into the practice of becoming self-aware, understand that it's an ongoing process and it requires patience, and it's going to take consistent practice to be aware. Yes, you can take a break from it. I'm not talking about being on all the time, but be patient with yourself, because this isn't a sprint, remember. It's a marathon. We jogging. We dashing to the finish line, okay? Experiment with those techniques and find what resonates with you the most, because everybody's journey of self-reflection is going to be unique, like the hair on your head. Once again, let me reiterate the importance of creating that space and time for introspection. It's almost like doing a daily review of the day. What went well? What can I do differently? And what do I want to do differently tomorrow? Right? You have to get yourself in that position, because if you don't spend time in self-reflection, and I ain't talking about 30 minutes either. I'm talking about sitting down just for a few minutes that you have in it, because I know we all busy. I'm busy. You're busy. We're all busy. I get it. But you have to take that 5-10 minutes to step outside or get out of your work environment or your normal environment and just think, what is it that I want in this moment? Maybe it's just to take a fresh breath. Maybe it's to take a bath. Maybe it's to take a walk. Maybe it's to not cook dinner and you order dinner. I don't know, but you have to make the time to get clear on what it is that you want. You have to make time to pause thinking about what everybody else needs from you and use that time to reflect on what it is you want or what's not working for you that could be different. You don't need to know how to make it different just yet, but you do need to make time for looking into it and reflecting on what's going on in your life. Okay. All right. The second step is embracing curiosity. My 6-year-old daughter is at that age where everything that comes out of her mouth is a question. And I had to pull myself back and not get bothered about her question, but understand we are curious by nature. We are explorative of human beings by nature. And so to be curious and to ask questions and to just wonder, we can't let that die, because it's that curiosity and that sense of self-exploration that will allow you to explore your hobbies, your interests, what you want to experience next. And so to do that, you have to try some new experiences. You have to step out of your comfort zone and engage in some activities or some hobbies that you ain't never tried before. Like, go try something new. Go explore different tasks. Go take up a ninja class. I don't know. Take classes. Attend workshops. Go get a book. Study something new. Join social groups. There's groups all over Facebook that you can connect to and just start to learn new things that may lead to something else, that may lead to a new interest. But you have to allow your curiosity to have its way sometimes, to experience new things that will lead to open doors, to help you truly cultivate and grab onto what excites you. Right? We're just being curious here and looking under the surface and, you know, peeking through doors. Like, get nosy. Try new things. Ask questions. Just like my 6-year-old, we are going to have to redevelop that habit of asking questions to ourselves and to other people. Be curious about the world around you as if you were a child. And seek to understand all types of perspectives. Not to use those to shape your own, but to inspire you to come to your own perspective that works for you. The flip side of that is to challenge assumptions. And do some deep inquiry into the topics that spark your interest. I don't care what it is. Because by asking questions, what you're doing is you're inviting exploration and expanding your knowledge. And guess where that's going to lead you? Uncovering what resonates with you. Get to asking some questions. The other thing you can do to open up your curiosity is, again, keep a curiosity journal. You can also engage in some learning activities, explore books and podcasts and documentaries or on. Listen, y'all know, I'm sure y'all are very familiar with YouTube. Every damn thing's on YouTube, okay? And you can use these resources and tools to do some deep diving into subjects that pique your curiosity, even if it seems unrelated to the things that you're working on now. But you got to start somewhere, because active learning expands your knowledge base. It stimulates your intellect. Scientifically, learning new things helps you to, it changes your brain, actually, scientifically. Go look it up. It changes your brain. And it can help you unearth new passions and interests that you didn't even know you had. You haven't even scratched the surface of your potential and what you like. But you'll never know if you don't start asking questions. And also fostering a growth mindset is also going to be helpful as well to open up your curiosity and to help you get clear on what it is that you want. We're going to have to start embracing the belief that our interests and our desires, they can evolve and change over time. Nothing is set in stone. You're not a baby anymore, right? You're a grown adult. You changed over time. So you have to avoid these rigid expectations and allow yourself to change and adapt. And I think that's part of the problem and why people are getting stuck is because they are not allowing themselves to get out of their comfort zone, to expand, to adapt, to change, when that's really, that's part of your goal here. That's part of your mission here, to be a human, to change. Embracing a growth mindset helps you to view new experiences as opportunities for personal growth and discovery. And I can already feel, but I'm scared to try. It's okay to have fear. And I'm going to talk about fear a little bit more later, but that's okay. That is a normal human response, to be fearful. But you can use that to go deeper into your curiosity, which can unveil these hidden passions and aspirations. And I didn't know I could do that. Or I didn't know I would like that. That ultimately lead you to a clearer understanding of who you are and what you want. How about that? All right. Third step. And this one's going to be big. This one is one of the key things that I focus on in Uncage in my private coaching is identifying your priorities and your values. A lot of these values that we have, we've inherited. They've been passed down. They've been imposed for some of us, right? And so at a certain age or at a certain point in your life, if you haven't already hit it, there's going to come a time where you are going to start to notice that the values and the beliefs and priorities that were instilled in you no longer work for your life at this point in time. And then what happens is we realize that it's not working, but we continue on with them because either we don't know that we can create new values and priorities for ourselves, or we're scared, or we want to be in control and keep everything held together, or we don't think we are worthy enough to change and have our own values because we got to stick with the family. We got to do what the family says. We can't be an individual. It's going to make my dad mad. It's going to make my mom mad. See, the significance of aligning desires with personal values comes down to I'm an individual. I have my own values and priorities. I don't want to be living by someone else's roadmap. And it elevates you. It pulls you out of that old, stale energy that no longer works for you. And so one of the practices that I take my clients through is identifying the values, their core value, their one core value. And you can do this multiple times to, you know, identify a set of values. But I give them a sheet of paper that has all of these values, example values listed on it. And pick your top 10 values. Or you can, if you don't have a list, write out your top 10 values. Then from that list, you write out your top 5 values. From that 5, you write out your top 3. And from that 3, you pick your one core value that's most valuable to you. That is your core value. For some of y'all, it might be freedom. For some of y'all, it might be peace. For some of y'all, it might be security. I know it is for one of them. One of my values is security and financial security. Like, I'm a Taurus moon, so what do you expect, right? But you have to know what your values are. What are the values that no longer work for you? What are the values that do work for you? What are the values that you want to have? You have to take yourself out of the idea of the family unit and find out what you value. Know your values, know your priorities. Okay? Maybe having Christmas dinner or doing cookouts every 4th of July ain't your value. Maybe you don't value that. Okay, well, what do you value? Do you know? Okay, if you don't know, you got to find out, or otherwise continue following somebody else's values, familial values. Like, somebody has to be the one to change it up. It's got to be you. Okay. Fourth step. And shout out to Starseed Academy, who taught me about values and taught me about soul goals, which we're going to talk about next. Shout out to Minerva Maharaj, owner and founder of Starseed Academy, for these wonderful tools that I have been using, and it's been so helpful for people. But soul goals. So y'all know what SMART goals are. SMART goals, they're specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. Well, I got one another one for you. Soul goals. Soul aligned, outcome focused, they have a unit of measure, and they're time limited. So the importance of creating a roadmap with your soul goals comes down to you'll have clarity and focus. That roadmap, those goals are going to give you definition around your desired outcomes and some of the early steps necessary to achieve them. Because it helps you gain clarity and understanding of the path you need to follow. You get to eliminate any ambiguity, any confusion. And that kind of clarity is going to enable you to be focused on your goals, make it easier to prioritize your efforts, and make the progress that you want to see in your life. The other reason why soul goals or road mapping or whatever you want to call it is it allows you to set specific goals and milestones along the way. Like, you can make this shit up as you go along. You don't have to have all the answers right now. And so by breaking down your desired outcomes into actionable steps, you create a sense of progress and achievement. Everybody wants to feel like they're doing a good job, because, I mean, you are. And so each milestone reached is going to provide that extra motivation to keep going and that sense of accomplishment to keep moving that reinforces your commitment to continue working towards your goals. Your goals. The other reason why goal setting and road mapping is important is because it will help you optimize your time and resources. See, when you outline the necessary steps as you know them, you get to identify potential bottlenecks, some dependencies. I sound like a project manager right now. Well, it's because I am one. And areas where you need additional support. This also helps you to allocate your time and resources effectively instead of just giving it all away and burning out. You get to say where you put your time and energy when you have this map. Now, for some of y'all, I understand it, this might be a little bit too structured for you, but do whatever works for you. Get something down on paper. Get some kind of plan together. This is all this is. It's a plan. Because when you have a plan, you maximize your productivity and you minimize or mitigate any wasted effort and time. I always say nothing goes to waste, but sometimes it does. Sometimes it does. The other importance in road mapping and goal setting is that it gives you accountability and measurement. Goal setting and road mapping gives you that framework that helps you to track your progress, evaluate your actions, make tweaks here and there as you need it. And so regularly looking at that roadmap or looking back at those soul goals, which we do very often in private coaching, helps you to stay accountable to yourself. When there's no accountability, there's no progress. When there's no accountability and no measurement, you don't know how well you're doing. You don't know how to make changes. You don't know where to make changes. And it also comes into play when you want to be flexible and you need to adapt your plan. See, that's why I said you can't be too structured with this. Right? You can be flexible and adaptable with your plan, because as you progress on your journey, shit's going to happen. New opportunities are going to come up. And this roadmap can be modified to accommodate those changes, all while keeping your overall objective in mind. So one of the best things that you can do to break down your goals into actionable steps is what needs to happen first. Write down all the things that need to happen and then start to organize everything, right? What are all the things that need to happen for me to make this goal happen? And then start organizing things. Take it one thing at a time. And I don't care how small the action is. Get it down on paper. Write down all the things that have to happen. And then start organizing it. Start prioritizing it. Final step in cultivating self-awareness, right, is going to be, let me look at my notes here, taking action. Embracing change. Time for some action. Time for some action. Y'all know that song? Final step is going to be taking action. Nothing gets done until you do something. Nothing happens until you happen. And again, once you start to embark and take that first step, that fear is going to rise up. That ego is going to jump up and say, hey, let's don't do this. We're fine right where we are. Let's don't change anything. Let's don't go outside of our normal way of being. But what also is going to come up with that fear is resistance. And so you are going to have to move through the resistance. You're going to have a conversation with the resistance. You're going to have a conversation with the fear. And find out, okay, what is this trying to do? What is this? And put that shit in the back seat where it belongs, because you have been living life letting your resistance and fear drive you. But in order for there to be change, y'all gonna have to move and push past that fear and push past that resistance and understand, like, get in there and find out, what is this resistance about? Why am I resisting this? Because any change, your ego is going to see it as a threat when it's really not. And so what I encourage you to do is just start small with your action. Start small with your changes, because starting small helps you to build confidence as well. So do it afraid, y'all. You got to do it afraid. You got to take action, because if you're waiting for the needle to move on its own, it's not going to. The needle's sitting there looking at you like, do something. Do something. You got to make changes. So let's recap the 5 steps to getting clear on what you want. We talked about self-reflection. Hey, Lulu. We talked about self-reflection, embracing your curiosity. You got to identify your priorities and your values, not what mama and them said do. You got to set your SMART goals. You got to, SMART goals, soul goals, roadmap, whatever you want to call it. And then finally, take some action. Y'all, Lulu over here trying to get all up in the video. Take some action. So listen, I encourage everybody listening to this or watching this to embark on your own journey of self-discovery. Nobody's going to do that for you. Nobody can tell you who you are. That's something that you are going to have to discover on your own. And doing all those things that I said, the self-reflection, the embracing curiosity, identifying your priorities and setting your soul goals and taking some action behind them goals, that is how you are going to be able to embark on your self-discovery and get clear on what it is that you want. This right here is going to get you unstuck. And if it don't, call me. No, seriously, I'm serious. Call me if you need help. All right, y'all, that's all I have for today. If you enjoyed this episode, you like this kind of content from me, and you want to hear or see more of it, then make sure you check out the info in the description. Also, if there's a topic that you would like for me to riff about or do a deep dive on, then email me at hello@rozkincaid.com. I love hearing from you all. I love getting emails from my tribe, from my people. But I also want to make sure that I am talking about things and giving you insight and wisdom on things that will be helpful to you. And I don't know that unless you tell me. So make sure you like, subscribe, and share this podcast with somebody that might benefit from it, somebody that might be stuck. You never know. It might be the thing that gets them unstuck. You never know. All right, y'all. Thanks for being here, and I'll talk to you next time. Bye. Hey, and thanks so much for hanging in there with me all the way to the end of the podcast. I hope you got lots of value from today's episode and feel more empowered and more inspired than you did before. If you enjoyed this episode as much as I did doing it, then share it with somebody that might resonate with it. Also, I would really appreciate it if you could leave me a 5-star review to help me get the word out about the show. And if at any point you have questions or topics you want me to riff about, as you can see, I like to talk, then I invite you to get on my social media platforms and just message me. And if you're feeling the nudge to work with me, then check out my offerings on my website. Everything you need to connect with me is in the show notes. So until next time, be empowered.